You gotta love football season. The hits, the INTs, and the touchdowns. Now you can follow the Denver Broncos with Comcast On Demand Channel 1. Just click on the Sports and Fitness category, then find NFL Network and select Broncos Zone for the Mike Shanahan Show, Broncos Classics, and more on your favorite NFL team. You can play, pause, and rewind all of the programs for free with your Comcast digital cable subscription. Find the Denver Broncos with the NFL Network On Demand and Comcast.
How did it all come together for you to come to the Broncos? How did you hear about the trade, and what was the sequence of events that led to you coming here?
Well, I heard about the trade through my agent, and basically he was telling me that Denver was very, very interested, and Mike Shanahan was, you know, just really, like, flattered, you know, with having the possibility of having me and Champ out there on the corners together, just looking at what we can bring to this team and doing this league. He was very, very excited about it. And when they found out I was available for a trade, that they were very, very interested. And so I'm just glad today that we was able to get the deal done. I got stability. You know, I'd be able to bring my family down and move them here and settle in and get acquainted with my teammates. And hopefully, you know, add that piece, you know, bring that fire, excitement that I've been able to bring throughout my whole career. You know, I'm definitely a guy that loves to play football. I bring excitement to the game. I make a lot of plays, and I love the game. That's the one thing that you're going to see about me is that I have a lot of passion for the game, and I love being out there. I love playing in front of the fans. I'm looking forward to having a chance to interact with the fans and just showcasing my ability in front of the fans.
Now, a lot of teams, the way they go up against the Broncos is they don't throw at Champ's side much, but they look at the other side. So how do you view that?
I love it. I look forward to that because, you know, for me, being in Detroit, you know, being a Pro Bowl caliber player, teams, you know, kind of went away from me sometimes and pick and choose their chances to throw at me, you know, trying to come at me with double moves a lot and, you know, stuff like that, trying to catch me sleeping. But, you know, having, you know, one of the best players in this league on the other side of me, definitely is something to be excited about because I know that they're going to pick and choose when they can go at him and definitely going to probably be willing to come at me a little bit more. And that's going to give me opportunities to make plays. I'm a guy that thrives for opportunities and look forward to them, and I make you pay for coming at me. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. And I really believe with the tandem that we have, there's no other tandem in this league that can do what we do. And having the safeties that we have, I think this is the best secondary in football.
Now, obviously here, priority is winning ball games and all that, but do you view this as a chance to have more interceptions than you've ever had before since Carolina?
Yeah, I've had six. You know, that's been the most I've had. I've had that like three times. But, you know, like I said, having the safeties that we have and Champ and having the defensive scheme that we have, it put me in a lot of position to make plays. And I'm going to have to, you know, definitely I'm excited about that. And hopefully, man, like I said, we can bring this team, we can bring that excitement back to what's been, you know, in the past, you know, and that's winning a Super Bowl.
Now, do you view this almost as like a culmination of your career, the steps you've taken? You play in St. Louis, you're a backup for a while, and then you start late in your tenure there, and then you go to Detroit, establish yourself as a Pro Bowler. Is this kind of the final stage, the big stage for you?
I think so. I'm not going to say it's the final stage because I really feel like I still have a lot of left to do. I'm playing at a high level right now, and, you know, I'm really peaking. And I feel like, you know, having a chance to come here to Denver and add to the team what I like to do and the success that I've had individually definitely is a perfect mix for me. It's perfect for the team. And I'm just glad to be here, man. There's a lot of great guys here. I think the chemistry will be well. You know, it's like a family-oriented, you know, team. And definitely that's something I'm used to being around. That's what kind of guy I am.
Now, you've talked about your relationship, your friendship with Champ Bailey. Who else are you familiar with on the team that you know from?
Well, Ebenezer Ekubon, we played together in college. We came into school together, class of 95. Javon, you know, we have the same agent, so we've accumulated a relationship over the years. And, you know, Steven Alexander, we were together in Detroit. And for the most part, I know Lynch from the Pro Bowl, you know, a couple more other guys, but David Kirkus. But for the most part, you know, I have to get to know most of the guys because really don't have a relationship, but it's not going to take long because I'm a pretty outgoing guy. You know, I'm a pretty good guy to be around. So I look forward to interacting with my teammates and moving forward.
And finally, what's a successful 2007 season for you?
A successful 2007 season is been a big part of the reason why the Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl. You know, being here and just doing what I've done throughout my whole career, and that's make plays. And this team, you know, going to that next level, which they haven't been since Elway was here. You know, they haven't won a Super Bowl since he left. And that's definitely something that, you know, we want to do and want to accomplish for this organization, because this is what the organization expects.